Oh, God, the panting swirl of it all, the mad dashes, the general frenzy. I've been so busy. Look how he's grown. There's too much to do. Tiny sips of pure panic daily, sometimes hourly, that it's all going by too bloody fast. I just started, didn't finish, interrupted, a New York Times essay called The Busy Trap, but I did get far enough into it to feel the writer's point like a stinging snap. This ain't living. As always, I sincerely intend to make better lists, start earlier, work harder, faster, smarter, so that I won't feel so horribly bad about indulging my most basic temperamental impulses to pause, relish, wallow. Then, like a cosmic elbow in the ribs, as I was digging out from a post-vacation avalanche of email, one fluttered across my peripheral vision. The subject line? Celebrate National Hammock Day. As if I needed reminding. It's a holiday I've been meaning to celebrate for I don't know how long, but I did vaguely remember writing about it once, so out of curiosity, I retrieved the piece. Talk about your stinging slaps. Here I was, a full decade ago, ashamed to admit, I wrote, that I hadn't been in one for years. I happen to think a hammock should be standard-issue Florida equipment. I literally wore out my last one. A friend gave it to me shortly after my first son was born. We passed some sublime time in that cotton cocoon. It was almost like being afloat on calm water, the raft rudderless, the sea solitary. Hammock physics are such that gravity pressed us close in the net of fabric. I watched my baby sleep, captivated by the expressions that played over his face as he dreamed. The images that come back to me now, a small hand entwining itself in my hair, a sleeping head pressed against my neck, soft breath on my cheek, are the sort of achingly sweet memories mothers store like treasures to retrieve later when the going gets tough. I can't believe I have a new baby and no hammock, and with little Nash now 7 months old, I realize that the moment will escape if I don't seize it. Soon he'll move from snuggle to squirm, and I'll wish we'd spent more time together, adrift in our own ocean, awash in love. That first baby is now 18 and towers over me. Little Nash is well into his 11th year. We did indeed get another hammock, though it sags with soggy live oak leaves more often than not. But at least I was late for work today. That's because as I was reading emails and clearing the breakfast dishes this morning, Nash charged into the dining room, paperback in hand. "Now sit down," he commanded. "Put down the plates. Close the computer. I want your full attention because I want to read something to you." We followed the late writer and RAF fighter pilot Roald Dahl to Egypt, where we met a couple of young airmen named Stuffy and Stag, along with a couple of talented dancing girls. It was a comically ribald passage, and Nash kept cracking up, laughing so hard we almost tipped over, hammock or not, adrift, again, in our own beloved ocean.